From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id. Hello listener, how are you? I'm Stefanus, will be in here with you for the next 60 minutes. We will present various programs for you, like the news, commentary, light info, and also pop songs from Indonesia. And listener, we will have first the news, so stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on the frequencies of 3325 kHz and voanews.id.
Here is the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Let's begin with the national news. Vice President Maruf Amin has backed President Joko Widodo's decision to nominate Commissioner General Listio Sigit Purnomo as the successor to the National Police Chief General Idam Aziz, who is going to get retired on February 1, 2021. As reported by Antaranus Agency, Vice Presidential Spokesperson Masduki Baidlowi told journalists on Wednesday that Vice President Maruf Amin supported President Joko Widodo's decision, and he hopes that the fit and proper test of the police chief candidate can immediately be conducted. Baidlowi also explained Vice President Amin considers Purnomo an ideal candidate for the next Indonesian National Police Chief post. President Jokowi has decided to propose one police chief candidate to the House of Representatives DPR after a thorough consideration. The president's decision is also in line with the recommendation of the National Police Commission, Kompolnas. Vice President Maruf hopes that the new police chief will lead the police institution forward. Coordinating Minister for Maritime Affairs and Investment Luhut Binsar Panjaitan invited China's Foreign Affairs Minister Wang Yi to Lake Toba in North Sumatra on the sidelines of his official visit to Indonesia. As reported by Antaranus Agency, Wang Yi stayed in Indonesia from January 12 to 13, 2020 as part of a series of visits to Asian countries. During Minister Wang Yi's visit, he was accompanied by Minister Panjaitan to several historical sites around Lake Toba and enjoyed the views of the hills on the caldera. In a post on his Instagram handle, at luhut.panjaitan on Wednesday, Minister Panjaitan revealed that he had invited Wang Yi to his homeland in Lake Toba area several times. Minister Panjaitan knows that Minister Wang Yi has a hobby of hiking and indeed has long had plans to see the potential for tourism in Indonesia. The Jakarta Composite Index IHSG opened higher on Wednesday as Indonesia has begun its COVID vaccination campaign. The index of the Indonesian Stock Exchange BEI climbed 44.27 points or 0.69% to reach 6,439.93, while the index of the 45 most liquid stocks or LQ45 soared 11.71 points or 1.18% to touch 1,008.15. As quoted by Antaranus Agency, the Samuel Securitas Research Team noted in a report on Wednesday that Securitas forecast the IHSG movement remained flat on Wednesday, pending the start of the vaccination campaign in which President Joko Widodo was the first Indonesian to receive the vaccine shot. The market is also waiting whether the vaccine will have a serious side effect, unless mass vaccination will be conducted on the Indonesian community. The Securitas team stated that the vaccination campaign is expected to lend a positive sentiment at a time when several countries have declared a state of emergency over the COVID-19 pandemic. Commander of the Indonesian Navy First Fleet Command, Koarmada 1, Rear Admiral Abdul Rashid said that he has suspended a diving operation for retrieving the crashed Sriwijaya Air Flight SJ-182's cockpit voice recorder or CVR. The diving operation was suspended from 1 p.m. local time on Wednesday. As reported by Antaranus Agency, the suspension has been made since research vessels Barunajaya Ford is conducting a seafloor mapping exercise using a remotely operated underwater vehicle at the aircraft's crash site. He added that the exercise will take place from 1 p.m. Wednesday to 5 a.m. Thursday. While the underwater mobile device is deployed, a diving operation cannot be allowed in view of divers' safety. He also pointed out that Navy's diving operation would resume at 7 a.m. local time on Thursday. The National Transportation Safety Commission's KNKT revealed earlier that Barunajaya has been roped in for the operation to retrieve the crashed Boeing 737-500 jet's black boxes. Let's move on to the international news. The Trump administration announced an import ban on all cotton and tomato products from Western China's Xinjiang region on Wednesday, over allegation that they are made with forced labor from detained Uyghur Muslims. As reported by Reuters.com, U.S. Customs and Border Protection reported that the order applies to raw fibers, apparels, and textiles made from Xinjiang-grown cotton, as well as canned tomatoes, sauces, seeds, and other tomatoes products from the region, even if processed or manufactured in third countries. The agency, which is part of the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, estimates that about $9 billion of cotton products and $10 million worth of tomato products were imported from China into the United States in the past year. Acting Deputy Secretary of DHS Kenneth Cicinelli told a news briefing the order sends a message to importers that DHS will not tolerate forced labor of any kind and companies should eradicate Xinjiang products from their supply chain. According to the latest result released by researchers, a coronavirus vaccine developed by China's Sinovac has been found to be 50.4% effective in Brazilian clinical trials. As quoted by BBC.com, it shows that the vaccine is significantly less effective than previous data suggested, barely over the 50% needed for regulatory approval. The Chinese vaccine is one of two that the Brazilian government has lined up. Brazil has been one of the countries worst affected by the COVID-19. Sinovac, a Beijing-based biopharmaceutical company, is behind CoronaVac, an inactivated vaccine. It works by using killed viral particles to expose the body's immune system to the virus without risking a serious disease response. Several countries, including Indonesia, Turkey, and Singapore, have placed orders for the vaccine. According to research by DealRoom.co and London & Partners, London retained its position as the top European destination for tech venture capital in 2020, with levels near the record amount of the year before, despite the impact of COVID-19. As reported by Reuters.com, the research found that startups and growth companies attracted $10.5 billion worth of funding, accounting for more than a quarter of all investment into Europe and three times the level in Paris, Berlin, and Stockholm. Some of the largest deals involving London companies included a $500 million funding round for London fintech firm Revolut, a $400 million deal for electric vehicle maker Arrival, and two funding rounds totaling $527 million for renewable energy firm Octopus Energy. According to the research, the British capital is also home to more unicorns, startups with a valuation exceeding $1 billion than anywhere else in Europe. At 43, it has more than Paris, Berlin, and Amsterdam combined. That was the news.
Mangrove has a lot of functions, such as preventing seawater intrusion, abrasion and erosion, a natural filter, and a home for many animals. The mangrove ecosystem is therefore the most important in the coasts. Some 80% of fisheries in the world depend on the mangrove, directly and indirectly. The tight roots of mangrove and neighboring vegetation play the role to filter water from pollutants. With its total area equal to the tropical forest, mangrove can hold 3 to 5 times more carbon. Hence, saving the mangrove is crucial in fighting the climate change. Indonesia has 23% of the world's mangrove. According to data from the Marine and Fisheries Ministry, the total mangrove in Indonesia is around 3.49 million hectares. But 52%, or 1.82 million hectares of it, is in a worrying state. The cause of mangrove destruction in Indonesia mostly comes from human activities, mainly from the land conversion for fishery and aquaculture for shrimps or milkfish. Indonesian government is then committed to implement mangrove rehab and protection. Recently, the Minister of Environment and Forestry, Siti Nurbaya, had explained in detail about the mangrove rehab gradually, mainly for the ones in critical condition. In 2021, the government promises and targets to rehab 124,000 hectares of mangrove, 155,000 in 2022, another 155,000 in 2023, and 187,000 hectares in 2024. This commitment needs strong coordination and a change in approach in order to avoid total failure. Until now, some programs have been executed by the government to rehab the mangrove as one of natural resources with high ecological and economic values. Unfortunately, most of these efforts are not sustainable and therefore fated to fail. The failure happens because of some factors. They include the lack of inter-institutional coordination at the national level or in the government, and a top-down planning and management. This top-down approach should be replaced with increasing people participation. People participation approach will allow the people around the mangrove area to play an active part in the management and monitoring the mangrove rehab.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu. Maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo防ぎましょう. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qawintiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi syaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zhen que pei tai kou zhao. 以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播，我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over dragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listener, our segment today in history starts with the event on January 14, 1907, on earthquake in Kingston, Jamaica. The earthquake rocked Kingston, the capital of Jamaica, with a magnitude of 6.2 Richter scale on January 14, 1907 at around 15:30 local time. The earthquake resulted in the death of about 1,000 people and left around 10,000 people homeless and caused material damage. Shortly thereafter, a tsunami was reported on the north coast of Jamaica with a wave height of about 2 meters. This disaster became one of the deadliest earthquakes in the world recorded in history. Next event is that in 1953, Joseph Broz Tito was sworn in as the first president of the Socialist Federal Republic of Yugoslavia. Joseph Broz, popularly called Tito, is a Yugoslav communist revolutionary and statesman who has held various positions since 1943. He was sworn in as president of Yugoslavia on January 14, 1953, and held the post until his death on May 4, 1980. Although during his tenure, Tito was criticized by authoritarianism, some historians consider him a virtuous dictator. He is a well-known public figure in Yugoslavia and the world. He is also considered a unifying figure who managed to maintain the integrity of the Yugoslav Federation through various domestic policies. He began to get more attention from the world when he became a pioneer of the non-aligned movement with Sukarno from Indonesia, Jawaharlal Nehru from India, and Gamal Abdul Nasser from Egypt. The last event is that in 2016, a bomb terror occurred in Jakarta. On January 14, 2016, there were a terror bombing and shooting incident around Plaza Sarina on Jalan MH Tamrin, Central Jakarta in Indonesia. The explosion occurred in two places, namely at Menara Cakrawala parking area, the building at the north of Sarina, and a police post in front of the building. Four attackers and four civilians were killed and 24 others injured in the attack. Seven people were involved as perpetrators of the attack, and the ISIS organization claimed to be responsible for the attack. Well, listener, that was Today in History, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Kamu kan Jangan kamu terlalu lama berdiam diri. Kamu harus cepat ikut aku bernyanyi. You have to believe.
Listener, you're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. Next, we are going to present to you My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is My Indonesia, entitled Businessmen Utilizing Forest Products Required to Cultivate Rattan. Businessmen at Banawa Lalundu Forest, Donggala Regency, Central Sulawesi Province, who have cooperated in the utilization of forest products in the form of rattan, should also do rattan cultivation. Head of Banawa Lalundu Forest Management Unit, or KPH, Donggala Regency, Central Sulawesi Province, Mirwan Lamandura, made the statement in the city of Palu, Central Sulawesi, last Tuesday. The statement is linked to cooperation between KPH Banawa Lalundu and a company engaged in the production and marketing of non-wood forest products in the form of rattan. Mirwan confirmed that the third party in the utilization of forest potential at KPH Banawa Lalundu area needs to contribute to do forest rehabilitation. Mirwan emphasized that in doing cooperation with KPH, the businessman should be encouraged to be involved not only in rattan harvesting, but also in rattan planting. Mirwan explained that rattan cultivation at KPH area or in areas which are permitted to use non-wood forest products in the form of rattan is done by partner companies to avoid the extinction of rattan population. Regarding the policy, representative of KPH partner company Ahmad Mataru revealed that after the signing of Memorandum of Understanding or MOU on the cooperation of rattan production and marketing with KPH Banawa Lalundu, the company will soon arrange plan to cultivate rattan. The company is permitted to use forest potential on a 1,000-hectare land in South Banawa District. The cooperation on the forest potential utilization takes effective in 3 years as of January 2021, once the MOU was signed. Well, listener, that was My Indonesia.
Hidup ini indah, hidup ini pantas diperjuangkan. Tak banyak pilihan, berani untuk mencoba, jatuh dan bangun. Kita ciptakan sempurna.
You are still with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. Listener, next we are going to invite you to visit various places of Indonesia to know about its tourism objects or some local wisdom that we have only on Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listener, in today's Indonesian Wonder, I'm going to introduce you to Tawangmangu Wonder Park. Tawangmangu Wonder Park, which was launched on December 20, 2020, is a family tourism spot with the concept of nature. This tourism spot has various facilities and tourism activities that are suitable for visitors of all ages, from children, teenagers, adults, to the elderly. The location is in Tawangmangu, Karanganyar Regency, Central Java. From the center of Karanganyar Regency, Tawangmangu Wonder Park is approximately 28 kilometers and takes about 50 minutes. Tawangmangu Wonder Park opens every day from 8 to 5 p.m. Western Indonesia time. The ticket price is 20,000 rupiah per person. Entering Tawangmangu Wonder Park tourism location, you will enjoy the cool nature of Tawangmangu, which is still very beautiful. There are rows of green trees with grass field, which is quite large. From the approximately 7 hectares tourism spot, you can enjoy the view of Mount Lawu on the east side if the weather is clear. Meanwhile, at night, you can see the city view of Solo, complete with twinkling lights on the west side. The favorite activity of tourists when visiting is taking selfie. In Tawangmangu Wonder Park, there are many Instagrammable photo spots. The most favorite one is Wonder Bridge photo spot. Wonder Bridge is a bridge made of wood. The bridge is quite long, with a viewing post at the end as a photo spot. At night, the bridge will look flickering with LED lights along the bridge. From the wooden bridge, you can see the views of Mount Lawu and the city of Solo at night. Besides taking pictures on the Wonder Bridge, there are also many other photo spots, such as in the Maze Park, Giant Chess, Bubble Park, and other installations. Another tourism activity that you can do at Tawangmangu Wonder Park is outbound. Outbound games that you can try include high rope and flying fox. Ticket prices vary. For flying fox, for the price is 20,000 rupiah, and high rope costs 40,000 rupiah. In addition, there are many other game rides such as water park, bubble park, sand pool, giant chess, maze park, playground, and wonder bridge and swimming pool. You do not need to pay additional ticket for these rides because they are included in the entrance ticket. But for some other games, you have to pay, including trail, 30,000 rupiah, ATV, 50,000 rupiah, horse riding, 50,000 rupiah, and jeep adventure, 200,000 rupiah. For those of you who want to spend the night in this tourism attraction, you can camp or spend the night in the available villas there. Tawangmangu Wonder Park also provides a large parking area, toilets, and restaurants. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
That tatap mata tak sengaja buat hati tak menentu. Bila datang dari kamu tak mampu menahan suara di kepala, jantung meledak rasanya. Cinta datang tiba-tiba, mau tak mau. Kamu, aku tertangkap situasi yang tak kena waktu, tak kena waktu. Gedung tinggi halangi matahari, namun kau cahayaku, kau cahayaku. Selalu menuntunku untuk kembali berpijak di bumi. Pengamen kereta pun sadari bila ku telah jatuh cinta, telah jatuh cinta. Kau selalu menuntunku untuk kembali berpijak di. Yang tak kena waktu, tak kena waktu. Gedung tinggi halangi matahari, namun kau cahayaku, kau cahayaku. Jantung meledak rasanya.
Listener, thank you. You're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id.
Listeners, various innovations continue to be discovered by the nation's children. One of them is by researchers from Gajah Mada University. Gajah Mada University has developed a variety of milk pumpkin of Citra Labu Gama or Citra Laga, which has a number of advantages over other varieties of pumpkin. This milk pumpkin is also potential to be cultivated in marginal land and critical karst land. According to researchers Citra Gama, Professor Budi S. Daryono, Citra Laga milk pumpkin grows for about 75 to 85 days and contains high beta carotene, which is very good for eye and body health. Gama Citra milk pumpkin is a new variety of milk pumpkin, the result of innovation by Budi Daryono along with another university biology researcher, namely Professor Purnomo MS. This pumpkin has been developed since 2017 and cultivated by a group of assisted farmers in Prambanan, Sleman, Yogyakarta. Budi explained that Citra Lagas milk pumpkin comes from a cross married between milk pumpkin from the Netherlands and milk pumpkin from Japan, also known as kabocha. Then the selection was carried out to produce the Citra Labugama cultivar line. This variety of pumpkin has a relatively faster harvest period compared to regular pumpkins. The harvest period ranges from 75 to 85 days after planting. One pumpkin tree can produce 2 to 6 pumpkins with an average weight of 1 to 3 kilograms per fruit. This yellow, brownish yellow, orange fruit can last up to 6 to 12 months. Citra Lagas pumpkins also have a unique shape because it was developed in 3 different forms, namely the guitar, the barbel or paprika, and the swan or snake neck shape. Budi also said that the pumpkin with a guitar shape is generally preferred by upper middle class consumers. The barbel or paprika form is favored by the upper middle class, and the snake form is preferred by the general or lower middle class. Meanwhile, regarding the resistance to pests, the Citra Laga milk pumpkin variety is more resistant to begonovirus attacks, with mostly attack pumpkin plants if compared with the imported varieties. These results were obtained after conducting research on 4 varieties of pumpkin, namely varieties from China, Japan, the Netherlands, and Citra Laga. Budi added that the Citra Laga pumpkin cultivation is very potential to be carried out because it has a high nutritional content, so it has great potential to be used as an alternative food. Generally, pumpkin milk is used as a raw material for flour for baby porridge, complementary food for breastfeeding, cakes, bread, and porridge consumed during the healing process, and health care for the elderly. That was Miss Seleni.
Satu yang kau rasa sedikit berbeda dari yang biasa menjadi satu tanda tanya apa yang sedang terjadi kini.
Baru ku rasakan ada yang padam. cinta. Katakan ini benar nyata. Tiada ada ragu bila memang benar kita. Membawa kita ke sana. Oh,
ada yang tak biasa di antara kita. Baru ku rasakan adanya padamu. Kini aku mengerti. Samakah kau rasa ada yang berbeda?
Listener, you're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world. Next, we are going to present to you the music corner, so stay tuned.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, today Amrahma will present you a song by Bruri Marantika. He started his career in the music world by joining the group The Pros. Its members consist of Abadi Susman on the piano, Dimas Wahab on the bass, Pomo on the wind instrument, Enteng Tanama on the guitar, Fuad Hassan on the drum, and Bruri on the vocal. With The Pros, Bruri rose to fame even beyond the group itself. After The Pros, Bruri decided to go solo. In 1969, he entered the recording studio and released his first hit song, Angin Malam, which was composed by Arianto. After that, he produced many works and achievements. In 2000, he suffered a stroke which caused him to be in and out of the hospital until finally he took his last breath on April 7, 2000. As the news of his death spread, Bruri's song titled Pamit was often heard on various television channels in Indonesia. Well, listener, now let's listen to the song Pamit by Bruri Marantika.
Izinkan aku pergi, apalagi yang engkau
kau tangisi. Semogalah penggantiku dapat lebih mengerti hatimu. Memang berat ku rasa meninggalkan kasih yang ku cinta. Namun bagaimana lagi, semuanya harus ku jalani. Selamat tinggal, ku doakan kau selalu bahagia. Hanya pesanku, jangan lupa kirimkan kabarmu. Bila suatu hari dia membuat kecewa di hati, batin ini takkan rela mendengarmu hidup menderita.
Sayang, walau kebersamaan kita hanya sesaat, namun kau tetap bagian dari jiwaku. Kuirimi kepergianmu dengan ikhlas hati. Semoga satu lagi.
Selalu bahagia. Hanya pesanku, jangan lupa kirimkan kabarmu. Bila suatu hari dia membuat kecewa di hati, batin ini takkan rela mendengarmu hidup menderita.
Selamat tinggal kasih, selamat jalan sayang.
Of Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. Stay at home, clean your hands, and follow your local health regulation.
Kau diam,
tersuping senyuman di bibirmu. Itulah senyuman yang terakhir darimu. Serahkan jiwa raga angin tetap berhembus tak henti walaupun sampai akhir hayatku, tapi tak lagi kau berada di sisiku. Kati dirimu, kau diam, tersungging senyuman di bibirmu. Itulah senyuman yang terakhir darimu. Berhembus tak henti walaupun sampai akhir hayatku, tapi tak lagi kau berada di sisiku. Oh, angin malam kepadanya.
All right, listener, it's all that we have in English program. Thank you very much for listening, but stay tuned with us in the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia for the World on 3325 kHz and voinews.com. ID. In the meantime, do not forget to like and comment on our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, or follow and mention us at Twitter, at VOI Indonesia, and send us email on voi@voinews.id.